Good morning. This is Evangelist June McKinnon. Let us pray. O wonderful and gracious Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace because you assured us that we'll receive help in time of need. And Lord Jesus, we need help. You see the conditions. You see the infections and the cases, the deaths from the virus. And Lord, we come to you because even in the midst of it, we know that you're in control. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your grace. Rain down, O Father God, upon us and have mercy upon us. This is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God. Amen. The deadly COVID-19 virus has affected almost every country in the world. It is a pandemic attack for which there is no protective vaccine and limited number of effective treatments for this virus. Difficult times. In order to protect yourself and your families, and to curtail the spread of this deadly virus, we are told to shelter in place. And that means that our activities outside our homes are restricted unless for essential purposes. For many of us, the situation was bearable for the first 2 or 3 weeks. But after that time, many of us became restless with this confinement situation. And I can understand. For many of us, it's going on 90 days. This experience, shelter in place, allowed me to understand and seek the best place to shelter. That is a place where I can spend time, more time with the Lord. And that place is God's place. So let's talk about a place to shelter. Sheltering in God's place. When you shelter in God's place, it means that you are in His presence. We have more time. We can balance our time because we are limited in outdoor activities. So it means that there's more time to spend in prayer and in reading and studying the scriptures. God's word. It is in God's word that God reveals himself in new and special ways. In God's presence, we experience peace. Yes, the peace that the world does not understand. We experience rest, a rest that renews us spiritually and physically. And yes, joy in the midst of the crisis. We receive strength to handle and endure difficult situations. And our study of the scriptures is a wonderful thing. For it is in there we find examples of others who experience very difficult situations and allow God to guide and strengthen them. It is in the scriptures we hear the voice of Jesus giving us the guidance and the assurance that we need in difficult situation. This morning, allow me to share experiences when you shelter in God's place. And I want us to look at the words that David penned in Psalm 27. In this psalm, David poured out his heart to God, first with questions, and then with his desires, and then praise, where he was taken into that position of assurance. David voiced the greatness of God, the acceptance of the power of God to overcome difficulties. And we need that power. We need to recognize that power today as we face these difficulties. And how God handled any stronghold that he endured. David shared his desire to seek God's face. And that should be our desire today. He asked God to teach and guide him. We too must have that teachable spirit and seek God's guidance. He shares in this Psalm 37 the assurance of deliverance and words of confidence. The Lord is my light and salvation. I'm reading from the New International Version. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advanced against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besieged me and my heart will not fear, the war break out against me, even then, I will be confident. He is sheltered in God's place. One thing I ask from the Lord, This only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. And David goes into praise in the next verses. He said, then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At the sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I would sing and make music to the Lord. Joy in the presence of God. Joy when you are sheltered in God's place. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. His face, Lord, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger, for you have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Savior. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord would receive me. That assurance of God's love comes with a closer relationship with God. And David continues and said, the things that he desire. He said, teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, shouting malicious accusations. I remain confident in this. This is his assurance. This is what he's confident in. He said, I would seek the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Yes, we too need to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, even in the midst of this crisis. And then he speaks to himself. You know, David had a way to encourage himself. He said, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Powerful words of assurance. He had that assurance that if he shelters in God's place, he would receive God's guidance. He will teach him his way. And if we look to the words of Jesus, he also gave us that assurance. He wanted us to know that he is the helper. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus provided that assurance for us who need the rest, who need to be sheltered in God's place. Rest for the weary. He said, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened. Yes, the conditions of this pandemic makes us weary. We feel burdened down. We feel tired. He said to come. He said to come. He said, and I would give you rest. Is he speaking to you today? Are you wearied? Are you burdened? Come. He said to come, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. There's the same thing the psalmist said, teach me. He said, learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And that's what he gives in the midst of the pandemic. Rest for our souls. He assures us. He gives us that assurance. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. We need to get into that safe place. We need to shelter in God's place. In 1 Peter 5 and 7, echoes the same assurance, the same promise. The apostle wrote, cast all your anxiety on him. Referring to Jesus, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. That's the assurance that you experience when you shelter in God's place. The songwriter calls it blessed assurance. In other words, that's assurance that's blessed, that comes from the divine. Not from man, but from divine. And we need to call upon him. We need to cast our cares upon him. We need to seek direction. We need to ask for guidance. The songwriter says, blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. And you can claim that because you have a relationship. Claim that relationship. He died for you. He died for me. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. It's in his presence. You receive fullness of joy. Heir of salvation, that promise of relationship with him, heir of salvation, purchase of God, yes. Born of the Spirit, washed in his blood. It is a relationship that brought us into a closeness with God. Yes. He said it's perfect submission, perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst in my sight. Just a glorious time. Angels descending, bring from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. Yes. Whispers of love we need. Mercy. We desire perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior are happy and blessed. Yes, there is joy in this relationship. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. You can. The chorus of this glorious hymn says, this is my story. Is it? Let's make it our story today. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. all the day long. Sheltered. You're sheltered in God's place. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Yes. Your shelter in place should be a time that you shelter in God's place. Be strengthened. God's peace, God's mercy, and God's grace. In the name of Jesus, thank God. Amen.